Manu, Kiesha Nefesh Aloikis Befrashim Zilchon of Narshatach Tainim. Even though a person we've just described is a tremendous Balmaila and he's different than any other Balchai and so on, a person still needs to understand that he is not Be'etzim a Balmaila. Al Yikabli no Batsa Lema Keshle Malosi Achaina Befoil. He's not given as being the Cheshivas he is. V'yachshav b'nafshay sholom yeli afim ani yeshe batlim l'omol klal. Hare ha-mailu shlo madrigosu yogna lov al mekoyim yeshivena v'alkeni yachzirena. Very, very poetic l'shaynis, a little bit unusual for him. But at any rate, ki mishalo yiten loy v'in tzorech liknois loy shumayla. Dobe zeh machshav es pigo loy rotzu loy choshev kach. Ku toiz b'nafshay. Kein mailos nafshay achoyna b'fol. The critical part is that the person's milas are not manifest. They're not there developed. They're potential, but they're not actualized. That a person's kohos should be actualized. Malochim are be'etzem bale maila. Al tachtoinim shem bale choyma einam befoil. V'dove ze yachriya kein la'odom alos achoyna at shenech shem adregos man yoinim v'ilam halchma edu elu. So that distinguishes man from malachim. Malachim are created ruchnistic beings. Man is nivra b'koyach v'einam befoil. She'en lo malos achoyna befoil. V'nimtza l'cho ha'hefesh eish bin adom ikolim tzoyam tachoyna yoinim. So this is the big difference between how we divide up lower beings, man, and higher beings. Kel yonim shleimusim befoil. The elyonim, they are sholem. Ve'enam tzrichim lohitzeh shleimus al pol. They don't need to be motzeh shleimus al pol. Hatachtoinim zulas hodom, enlam gankin tzir la pol. Animals don't have anything more that needs to be actualized. They are who they are and what they are. Adam is unique that he is a bekoach nivra and he's going to go out before. I want to stop a minute or two. There's an ikrim that speaks about, you know, is this not a chisorin in Adam that he is not what he ought to be? And his answer is, if Adam is meant to be a malach, then it's a chisaron. But Adam's bria is the one that is mashlim himself, and therefore that is tzuras Adam. It's not Adam. Adam is not less of a malach. Adam is the bria that's mashlim himself. That's his core bria. It's interesting. On a biological note, one of the things that perplexes biologists, evolutionary biologists especially, is that of all the Balei Chayim, Adam is the only one that's born very nebbish and takes a long, long, long time for him to become a full person, productive and fully developed. Every Balei Chay, within hours after being born, is already able to do a lot. And within a year, almost every Balei Chay can have children. And it makes a lot of sense, because if you're trying to produce many generations and you're trying to bring as many generations as you can, the quicker the development will be, the better it'll be. So it doesn't make any sense that if Adam came from a Baal Chai, that there was a process that preferred the min that schlepped out youth much, much longer. It doesn't make any sense. So why would it be that every Baal Chai is, and the answer is, yeah, there is no answer for that, because if your hanocha is that we're Baal Chayim that develop, and the best physical Baal Chai would come to light, then there's really no explanation as to why a man with such a long period of development would have survived. But we have a very different understanding of what the Tzuras Adam is. Tzuras Adam is the bringing out Makor HaLapoyel, that's his mohus, that's his essence. So Bemegla, the period the period of time when physically your moitzer krechal apoyel and in many ways ruchnis is like that. One nekuda. Another nekuda. The Nefesh Chaim brings a machloikis from the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban. If malachim and Adam, who is cheshiva? Is a malach cheshiva? Is Adam cheshiva? His bottom line is, it depends if you look minakoach or bepoel. Let's give an example. I have two people in front of me. One of them has a business. They're the same age. They're both 30 years old. One of them has a business that's worth $1 million. One of them has a business that's worth $100,000. So who's a better businessman? Who's a better business? Well, the one that's worth $1 million is a better business. That makes a lot of sense. Who's a better businessman? L'chura, the one that whose business is worth $1 million. Let's add another knetch. The one whose business is worth $1 million started with inheriting a business that's worth $1 million. The other one started with $1 in his pocket, and he managed to turn it into $100,000. So even though in absolute value, the first person's business is worth a lot more than the second person's business, mitzad the ability to be moitzim in akreach halapoyel ain't a doima. And at the rate they're going, the possibility of becoming worth a lot more than $1 million exists in the second person's business, not in the first person's business. First business inherited $1 million. All he can do is preserve it. That's his mitzias. He hasn't been able to develop it. So it always stayed $1 million. The other person is starting at a lower point, but because he has the koyach of developing, there is really no limit to how far he can go. So malachim are definitely much, much cheshev in Evraim than we are, much higher in Evraim, but that's befall. That's who they are, what they are. But when you're talking about what they could be, because Adam has the koyach to become, to take potential and bring it out, there's really no limit to that. Masha'in ki malachim are what they are. B'yiroi, it says, Sheshmoi meira l'adova atzmiloi. Adam is the word Adam indicates that. Adam is called Adam because he's offering Adama. So he asks, "Vate ish lisha b'chikol shayin imtzayim inim in Adama? She yikar Adam b'yichud b'shem Adam or shenir Adama? Why is Adam called his niver in Adama? Every being is from the same Adama." If we ask ourselves, what is the greatest reservoir or platform for bringing out the answer is Adama. Adama takes all seeds in the world and brings out the Bekoyach. So Adam is most, everything was made from Adama, but it doesn't have the characteristic of Adama. It has its own characteristics, and that's it. Adam carries in himself the characteristics of Adama, in the sense that he's a moitzim akorach apoyel. Ulefikach shmei roilo shem yishutim Adama, and this, by the way, it's a tremendous siyua in helping us grapple. How do we look at a person who's a rasha, who's not performing well, who's not doing? And we speak about Salam Alekim and Chaviv Adam, Umasailam. How are we misyach to somebody who's not? Is it worse than, can I not make a case that he's worse than a Baal Chaim? Baal Chaim does what they're supposed to do, this person not doing what they're supposed to do. And the answer is yes. If you're talking about Shehu Sham, who's better, then the Baal Chaim that sticks to whatever it is that Kach Baruch Hu pre-planned in him is better. But if you're talking about what I have in front of me and why it's worth to grapple with it and to be Mashkiah, a person's bekoyach there's zero indication from what's there befall to what's there bekoyach. V'lochein, shleimus adam nikra ganke v'shein pri. When we talk about people's maisim, it's called peros, because peros are yitzia nakoach halapoyal. V'gachsiv bekro imu tzadeh kitoiv kiprim alei mechelu, arei shaschus v'shleimus yikori pri. V'shamav per kamer ekdushim. Opek egla rufa v'yridus like egla lachal eson, amirich m'shom ne mama tera ve egla v'nachal, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yovei Dovash La'asa Peiris V'ya'ara B'mokshan Asa Peiris Shal Mishla Nechoy Selasas Peiris My Peiris Ilan Peir V'rivya. What about Sakin and Saris? Adkan Ela Mitzvahs Harei Shebishvil Shla Hoitze Shlema Shala La'Pol Horei Kuma Adomash Asa Peiris Latsia Dova La'Pol V'nisha B'Koyach Ola Fikach Shmoy Nikar B'Shem Adoma Noe Aloy V'Noe L'Shmoy. I want to explain one more thing. So he says Adam is called like Peiris. I guess it's an appropriate piece to learn on Tu B'Shvat, but it's something that also it's helpful in understanding the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made two briyos, asavim and eight pri oisa pri liminehu. L'chur, it's something that's strange. I mean, if you don't have ma'ase breishis, all the different meaning listed. Vegetation is one type. Fine, I understand that. But to be noches to the difference between Esev and Desha and Peiris, that's something that, I mean, it seems minor. We don't find in Balachayim such a Yabdgeayam, which are really separate. But Peiris and Yerokis are all similar, similar enough that you wonder why the Torah is Machalik. And the Torah calls it, it doesn't call it Peiris, it calls it Eitz Pri Oisa Pri. In other words, a type of Bria, which has in itself, its whole Musig is a constant Bekoach also doing befall. When you plant seeds and you get grain, so it's two stages. You have the seed stage, let's call it the Kayach. You have the befall stage where everything is there. But to have something where you see the bekoyach and the befall all along, you know, it's an eitz pri oisa pri. That surah is a very unique surah. And it's very miyuchad, because eventually the tachas of the bria is such a surah. So we have one surah of grain or vegetables where there's the bekoyach. And when you have the bekoach, you don't have the befall. And then you have the second stage where you have the befall, you don't have the bekoach. In a eight, the whole surah of the eights contains the musig of pri in it, which is the core musig in Ma'aseh Bereishis. Al kaponim, so Adam is an oisa peiris, va behema nikra b'shem behema al shem bo ma. What's a leima kishleimus dov shnivu alav nimtza bo. Avagav she'ena shleimus gamo. Maral also brings in a few places the Chazal that Shor ben Yomo Ikri Shor. You know, the difference between a little a calf and an ox or a cow is in size. There's like I said before, there's very little in actual development. They are born pretty much the way they ought to be, except they're not big, they're not fat, so they grow big and fat. So it's Bama means it contains in itself everything that it is. There's no big change. I want to be my addition, I think also there's a difference in the mitzvah. Adam has an interesting mitzvah. That Balachayim, that Moshe Avodim, every single Nivra is mechuyev to bear children. And even in Eved, there's a din of Loisoyevra L'Sheves Yitzara, that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to be filled with people, and Avodim need to engage in that as well. But they are not mitzvah in Piri V'Rivya. The difference is, Avadim have children physically, But there's no yichus whatsoever between a eved and his children. They're not his children halachically. So an akum, yes, that's why he's the eved mekayim pirivya. An eved is also broad because there's no yichus. So the point is, an eved is never realizing his own potential. He's never being moitzel poil himself. Everything he does is realizing the adon's potential. So everything he does is miyichus fi adon. He's not shayach to piri of erivya. There's no tzura of him having peiris. Even if he had a dozen children, they're not his peiris. There are a dozen more nivroim in the world. So leisoy avro leshevis yitzura is focused on having the world populated and inhabited. So having people populates and inhabits the world. But the din of piri of erivya, pruvu, means that there be a surah of a person having peiris. That's not shaykh b'evit, it's only shaykh by ben chayrin, and so on. Okay, now the Maral is answering a question. He says, if you tell me that a person is there in order to be moitzel apoyel, and that's the whole tzuras Adam, and Adam is worthless without it. So Mela, I understand that a person who chose not to be moitzel himself apoyel, it's his problem, that's his choice. What about a person, Rachmanasan, dies young or had very adverse circumstances and could not be moitzel? What about him? So do we mean he's lacking etzem tzura? His problem is not schar and oynish. Schar and oynish, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of. But we're saying that that's etzem tzura of a person. So somebody who dies very young, Chas v'Shalom, does not moitzes tzura? Omno. Al tite bedvarim eilu lishlol ashleimus mishe'ev shoshay tzura zepon. If somebody cannot, Rimashos, ashalach lo'loma krencha shemis shalor la'poyom. Somebody who died before he can be moitzes Hashem Sakhar. Eino l'shelem oylem abom menu klau. Im yesh bo yachona ashleimus umeis, so he says like this, we're talking not about being moitzel apoyel doesn't mean that we have it tachlis. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our lulav and esrog and shefa b'mitzias. That's not the point of being moitzel apoyel. Moitzel apoyel means my inner desire and sense to do it has reached a point where that's what I am, and that's what I am. It's gotten to the point in my nefesh where it is doable, where I will be doing it. Now, if I can do it, if I can sit and learn now for the next hour, and I'm not learning, so that means that my nefesh hasn't reached that point yet, and therefore it has not come out of lapoil. But let's say I have a very strong rutzen to learn the next hour, but there's an ikov, an onus. So the onus means I can't, it's not as if I haven't brought out the desire and ideal before. Mitzad my nefesh, I'm ready to do it. So that means I have brought it out before. I can't accomplish it physically in this world because I got trouble stopping me. But there's no chisur in my yitzir kol hapol. In other words, Yitzir Min HaKoach HaLapoel is an internal concept. It means my potential desire to do what's right and good, I bring to the point of actually making it happen, doing it. So if it's reached that point in me, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped it from actually coming by the world, there's no chisur in the HaKoach HaLapoel. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I'm lacking it, then we have a chisar. Later on, Bispoilach says, "Kimaylus ha'adam shehu bekoach Moshe's bach hazeh, or lefikach loyia oino benafsha loyma sheishem batul yatzeich batzach nitzkes as chazgei loyritzes." So a person can't say, "Well, look at me, Godless ha'adam, Tzuras ha'adam, I'm fantastic, I'm wonderful," unless a person is moitzekach ha'poyel. He's not Tzuras ha'adam. And as much as a person keeps potential lacked or unrealized, the person is not Tzuras ha'adam. Now he's going to explain a musig that goes well in line with this. Olahayris ka'adam chaser, it's a chalav ashlemus. Ekach omer perik chelek adam la omel yulad. It says a person is born to labor. Omer blazin dem la omel pem la omel lacha. So, I don't know if amal labor means talking or work. So it brings a pasuk, it means talking. Not sure if it means to learn or to schmooze. So this is a very, very strange chazal. It's something that, what does it mean? I would think amul peh versus amul maisip, melacha, and what, I'd have a habamina that a person's job is to sit and to schmooze all his life, like a, that's probably what it paid us with a WhatsApp built in, like to, for amul. What is chazal talking about? Please don't explain each piece kedarka. Ubir was it. First of all, Adrosh Amarni. Ka'adam zila niver b'shtei musa achroin, v'u niver l'hoitzel shtei musa l'apoel. V'zeh adam l'omol yulad, shu nolad v'nimtzal tachlis amol, v'ne l'hoitzel shtei musa l'apoel. So, v'le'agir li'as nimtze v'fa'al l'gami l'olam, av'u tom ye omol shtei musa l'apoel, v'zeh shtei musa achroin. So, he's saying like this, and I want to add a little bit of a knetch, but pretty much. The word amal, labor, means as follows. The klal in physics is that everything that is moving keeps moving unless something stops it. Everything that's at rest stays at rest unless something pushes it, and so on. Only acceleration needs an input of energy. Something that requires amal, l'mashal, let's say for me to speak the language that's my mother tongue requires no effort. It's my language and that's me. To speak a language that's not native to me, where I need to think about it and need to learn, think about it and so on, that requires effort because it has not become yet my language. If I have a type of brain that can't learn it, then I will never learn it. No matter how hard I'll try, if my brain is not built for it, it's just not going to happen. So we have three stages. Things that are impossible for me, no matter how hard I work, what is impossible, and it's not going to happen. I have things that are natural to me. In other words, they are already me, like the language that's native to me. That doesn't require any effort because to keep going requires no effort. Acceleration, which means to take potential energy and move it to realized energy, is what requires energy. So anything that's potential, that are moving up to the state of being, requires amelos. So Adam la Amud Yulad means I was never created for what I have or I have realized. I was created for realizing. I've created for producing. So Adam Yulad means there's no situation where I've already accomplished, I am what I need to be, and that's it. Shalom Yisrael. My mitzias of Adam is the one who realizes potential. והאמור יציא על הפועל, ותאמרו בכוח עוד לצא פועל, כי זה אדם ובכוח ויצא לפועל. וכמו שיצא לפועל, נשבכוח עוד יצא על הפועל תמיד. So it's a never-ending series of realization. And that's one of the reasons why Lamashan Yeshivas, they resisted tremendously the idea, let's say, of smicha, the idea of degrees, because that ki'ilu is a statement. If I know X, the purpose of learning is to know X, Y, and Z. Once I know it, then I've accomplished, I've achieved, and that's it. Torah is always potential waiting to be realized. And there's a famous version, I think it's one of Shiva Slabatka once said, they asked him why is the yeshiva doesn't give smicha, against smicha. They said, when a person is learning, he's building a building. When he gets smicha, he's poured the roof. You know, there's a certain sense of, okay, I have it, I know it. The sense that every time you redo something, it's a whole new level of being what's called a pile, tends to be lacking psychologically. So the first point is Adam lo medula, that's in Tzuris Adam. Va'ama, va'dayin yidim la'amol pe la'amol malacha. Ki af im nivra ha'adam bepech lo bepoyal. Ula ha'perech ha'zashah perech ha'gufni, she'in sofik shu bekoyah, v'yesh be'tzil ha'poyal bo'ashayach amol, avo koyach ha'dibri shu yoysi nivra ma'ashal le'nitzir ha'al ha'chaim kim ba'adam lo, l'chach ha'koyach ha'zo yoysi nivra. ואף שכדאיו שעיצם לקרח הפועל, הקרח הגופני. ויצור לא יצא קרח הדיבר לפועל, שאין עוד עמיד על זה. וזה אומר, עקיב נחסיב נפש עמול עמול עלוי, כי עוקב עליו פיו, הרי כי עמול הזה הוא עמול פה, שקרח הדיברי, שקרח זה צור שצא פועל, וזה נדבר עליו. So he explains that the koyach of the koyach hadibri is the more preferred koyach over the physical koyach. So Adam can be amol to produce houses and building and bridges, but more than that, we want Kerech HaDibri. I want to talk a little bit about this point because it's something that is not emphasized enough. What is Kerech HaDibri in person? So the normal type of communication, like I tell you, this is a house, this is where I live, take the bus, or whatever it is, that's not really Kerech HaDibri. It's an animal is also capable of that type of communication. An elephant can grunt, I don't know exactly what they say, but basically they can say something along the lines of dangerous. There's a lion coming. There's water over here, and so on. Those are type of signals that animals can signal each other when they grunt, it, tap their trunk, or splash their tails. Same thing. Koyach hadibri of Adam is a very different koyach. I can sense with my mind, different abstract things. And I have an intuitive sense about a lot of different inyanim. As long as it's in that state of intuitive, a person has a kasha and a sugya, and he has a sense of what the teretz is. So that sense is bekoyach. It's not yet, it hasn't gotten to a format that I can say I've actualized it. When I'm able to put it out in words, I have it mugdar. I have now a defined entity, and it now has become a chayfetz. Moshe Shapiro said the word dover means an object and a word, because the minute I coin a phrase, the ultimate ability of taking an koyach al apoyel and bringing this world is koyach hadibur, because koyach hadibur is the most important step in taking from al yoinim and bring it down to tachtainim. A lot of times I learn a sugya, I understand what the ruach is, I understand what the things, but I can't be magdered in words. And if I can't be magnified in words, it doesn't exist yet. When I've taken an idea and I've chewed on it and worked on it until I'm able to verbalize it, articulate it, then I have I've taken something that's bekoach and moved it into the world of bepoyel. And that's really what Adam is. Adam is able to take musagim al yoinim that really are not of this world, animals can communicate about this world things. So water, lion, whatever, are it's physical to physical. These are things that that a computer could do as well. And it doesn't, that's not Koach HaDibur. Koach HaDibur is to take a musik, take an idea, and to give it words which fleshed out. And they give it a certain, they give it a certain metzias. And the truth is, that's the beginning of, that's the beginning of how things become a metzias in this world. I once had a teacher, a history teacher, Frankie Gross, who was my senior year. He was a retired city university professor, eccentric, but very, 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 very bright, very interesting person. And, you know, with what the yeshiva used to pay teachers, the eccentric and colorful teachers were usually the ones that the yeshiva was able to employ. Al Kalpanim, he once asked, he said a really good point. When Thomas Paine produced the pamphlet Common Sense, and that stirred up the revolution, he said there was no chiddush in what he said. He wasn't being megala to anybody. If these are the feelings that everybody felt, they upset that the English, the taxes were too high, they weren't getting the right services, nobody was listening to them. There wasn't anything there that etzed out as a chiddush. So what was his accomplishment? And his words were, he crystallized the sentiments that everyone possessed. Everyone was unhappy, but unhappy is not enough to lead a revolution. But when I say liberty, when I say self-governance, taxation, the minute I give it the right words, then I have a course, because I was able to be magdir exactly what it is that I'm aiming for. So the godless of being able to take a vague feeling and giving it certain precise words, certain words that fit exactly the mitzvahs, that was the godless of that's Koach HaDibur. So Kapanim, Koach HaDibur is an essential, much more when I take bricks and build a building, it's Menachoch Lepol in a minor way, because it's bricks to building. Mashenke, when I take a musig from a different world, from Olam of Kedusha, and I give it words and hagdaris and havanis, then I've taken something and moved it in the most essential way possible. Any questions, any points? Yes. Loud, I'm not hearing. No, you have to unmute, you did unmute yourself. Let me see what the matzah with mine. Yeah, now I hear. I'm losing you. I don't hear you. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. I guess the Omel Pihu is lacking here. Some to bring out the Diva Ela Poel is a bit difficult. Anyone else? Okay.
Why Paris versus Vladis? We want to talk about a person's kaich elapoyel. Why do we call Paris and not like maybe Vlad? Is it something dafke in the kaich by tzmachim by that we call it Paris?
So that's the first. It's two things. First of all, it's something that is the sheirish, being that it's an earlier, it's the first shlav in the bria that carries that type of thing. A rack, you can break into two racks, but a rack will never produce racks. So in an asiv, you don't see the payer. Here you see a payer. So it's something, and you see it as mechuba to the tree and falling off. So you see, by a person, vladis is much more of a hidden process. Here you see the process out in the front, and it's because it's the first niver like that, it's the sheirish to all the other nivraim. You always deherit, in other words, the pre, you always deherit as a pre of something. A vlad becomes its own being, and then you don't deherit anymore as a pre. You know that it was some other pre. The tour of a pre always, so there's the garin inside, but the pre itself is always It's the pre of the tree. That's how you inherit. And that's, yeah. I mean, you see the fact that Chazal made a separate bracha for it. Mele Yayin is something that Mazon is something that, as food for us, it has a separate stature. And we're that's why we're more of a nen in it, and that's why they changed the Berus HaNenin. Eitz Pri, there's no difference, Batson, between an avocado and a tomato for us. So why is there another Pri? Mitzad the nen in Shavuot, the same nenin. The answer is that mitzad, what I perceive in the Bria, is a very different Bria.
When someone does a Maisa Mitzvah,
yeah,
he's not taking something, he's not taking something that's really a concept and making it into Maisa.
He is, but once again, you have a separation. When I see you sit down and learn, I say Mistama, he thought about it, and Mistama, he had a chuka, and now he's realizing it. When you say a dibur contains in itself bozmani. At the same time, it contains in itself the idea and its expression, and its agdara. So it's a lot stronger of an encapsulation like that. That's the difference between, that's why it's probably used for that. Mice is already, there's a beautiful part from this Fasemis. It says by Noach that Todoseim Shal Tzadikim is Maisim Tovel Todos Noach. The Maisim are Todos of Tzadikim are Maisim Tovel. So he asks, the Todos of everybody's Maisim Tovel. It's just that Tzadikim have lots and lots of kids and Rishoyim don't have any. But why do you say the Todos of Tzadikim are Maisim? So Sosemis says, a tolda is not what I did, it's what I am. A child is me. So a person can do a maisa and have very little of himself invested in it. It's not an expression of his rotzen, it's not an expression of his das, it's not an expression of his kavana. It's an expression of everyone else does it. He does it. He yiras ha'oinish, avasach ha'gemul. So those maisim, you can't call them vlodis in the real sense of the word. They are at the end of the day. I did it, so it's a pre-maisim. Vlodis means something which essentially is me. A tzaddik's self is invested in his mitzvahs, and that's why only maisim of tzaddikim are called toldis. And everyone else is it's a maisim. It's much less self invested. Yes, just unmute yourself.
Yes. Without Torah and mitzvahs, what does Amal Peh look like?
So, Adam, whatever it is, the tchunis of Adam, that Torah and mitzvahs are a very clearly defined set of things. You're right that if Adam just sits and all he does is eat and, he supports himself, there's no realization of self. But so on a physical level, it exists also. Hashem Baruch Hu made the world where Adam has to be Amal. Every Bal Chai eats min ha-muchan. Every Bal Chai pretty much, whatever it is that it's meant to eat, it finds it and eats it. And Adam is the only one that actually brings it out. He has to plow and hunt. He goes through a lot of pa'ulas. So on a physical level, Hashem Baruch Hu made a representation of it. On a deeper level, in a chinami, for the person who all he brought out in this world was wheat and bread, the person hasn't brought out much. Once a person has brought out more than that, then we're talking about bringing out to a sort of the real way. But you note that even on a physical level, Adam, as opposed to all Nivraim, every Nivra has its food in question, just finding it. But once he finds it, it's there. To sit and to cook the food, and to prepare it, and to cultivate the land, and to hunt, to make nets, all of those means that it's much more potential than actual available food.
But yeah. Isn't that Amo Malacha? Then he goes a Daga Vaita of Amo Peh.
Correct. So Amo Malacha is a Havamina, and it's a physical, it's the Chitzonius. The first cook is that there's Amo Malacha. And then we go and we say deeper than that. You know, that's why it's a hab in the Gemara, and it exists by people that are lower people, people that aren't, you know, that are amei ha'aretz. Then yes, that's their darga. But the real Adam, the real tzuris Adam, his amul is in kriyat hadibur. Yeah.
When we talk about a person needing to be misakin themselves, like
yeah.
We spoke more like by me the last week, and we talk about a person needing to be mitzi mikayach lapayel, is that really one and the same, even though they carry slightly different connotations?
Correct, because it usually is the same. When a person brings out, I have certain ritzainis that are latent to me. Everybody would like to be an Adam Chashev, a Talmud Chacham. When I bring it out befoil in my nefesh, it means that it's befoil outside, that I'm sitting and learning, that I'm helping somebody, that whatever it is, it comes together. It's mitzad my panemius. I've brought to light a certain part of me that was kind of potential. And in the Bria, whenever I do that, the Bria has another piece to it. It's almost Heinoach. Okay, good. Good vach. Take care.
Well,